Safer Internet Day is something which seems as though it's been an idea that, as amazing, hasn't come through before in any way, shape or form. It took place, of course, on Tuesday the 7th of February. We've actually sort of motored on from there. We're delighted now to be able to speak to one of the senior security researchers at Kaspersky Lab, or Kaspersky Lab, and that's, of course, the wonderful Ram Hercanides. Ram, are you indeed there?
Hi there, how are you doing?
Excellent. I just want to confirm that, Kaspersky or Kaspersky?
We get that so many times. It's Kaspersky.
Kaspersky, exactly. Before we go into the notion of the importance of safety on the web and various other bits and pieces, can you just define for the listener what Kaspersky Lab actually focuses on, how it develops and so on and so forth?
Sure. We're essentially an anti-malware company. So to stop the viruses on your computers, but also on mobile phones and things like that. So just to protect the consumers. Nowadays, it's security is more than just viruses. It's things like parental controls to be able to control where your kids can go online, what they can see, what they can't see, their social networking, how often they use a computer. So it's a wide-ranging kind of security issues, not just viruses now.
We mentioned, of course, Safer Internet Day, the 8th of February. Is that going to be an annual event now, that every 8th of February we celebrate Safer Internet Day?
Indeed. Actually, it's been going on for a few years now, and it's been gathering momentum. As more and more people connect to the internet, and as more parents realise that not only their children connect via computers, they all have mobile phones now that connect up to the internet. So trying to keep them safe online is becoming much more of an issue.
The web is something which is ubiquitous. We have reached the stage now where the digital divide seems to be growing almost chasm-like on a day-by-day basis, because there are people who would quite clearly point to the work of the Kaspersky Lab and say, look, you know, this is evidence that, you know, social network problems are there. You just should stay away. You shouldn't ignore it. But then equally, it's quite difficult, certainly in Western society and indeed global society, to conceive of a world where we don't make use of the communications opportunities provided by the World Wide Web. Is it simply a case of maintaining common sense and not simply responding to every email that asks for your bank details or has awarded a lottery win to you if you actually can acknowledge a long-lost relative in Nigeria or some other part of the country? I mean, that then is the one level. Or is it just a case of actually, you know, people need to be aware of how things go on whenever you're adopting a transaction, whenever you're dealing with work on the web?
Mentioned a very good term there, common sense, and we need to come up with online common sense. In the real world, we have this, and we've grown up with, you know, look both ways before you cross the road, don't go down dark alleyways. Now, on the online world, how do you know where the dark alleyways are and all the dangers, where they lurk? It's so we're all going through this kind of learning curve of what is safe and what is not safe to do. So it's vital that we do come with some sort of online common sense when we're doing transactions. If you were mentioning about phishing emails, essentially, where it purports that your bank needs your security details to go because of a security issue. So you should never just give up your username, your password, your email address, your PIN code. You know, you wouldn't normally do that to a person on the street asking you for this information. So on the online world as well, you should not just give over information that you've just been requested to.
I was quite astounded to find that recent surveys suggested that people, for their passwords, still actually use password as their password, and they don't realise that, you know, actually, if you're looking to at least provide some kind of form of safety, you should, in terms of your passwords, use, in theory, a mixture of both numbers and letters and so on, or lines from that perspective. clearly, yeah, the message about internet security is that people constantly need to be vigilant. There's the old phrase that for evil to prosper, all that's needed is for good people to do nothing. So you do need to be aware of that. I mean, speaking obviously from the point of view of the largest antivirus company in Europe, from the perspective of Kaspersky Lab and so on, are there times where sometimes you're tempted to actually throw up your hands in horror at some of the tales you hear of how people have actually hacked into things? Or do you turn around and say, well, it's all good business for us, really?
Right, no. We're in the business of keeping people secure and safe. There's lots of, like, cyber criminal gangs out there, and what they're interested in is making money. They don't care about infecting people with viruses so much, as long as they get a lack of return investment on what they... So in that way, again, it's... you know, you have crime in the real world, so you will also have crime in the online world. So you're never going to get away with that. And you need security companies online as well to go up against these the cyber criminals, as it were. So you need good security software. And also, as well as the good security software, one of the top tips is, you know, most people have Windows systems. Just make sure that you have automatic updates on and it's keeping up with all the latest security updates. That's one of the chief ways of protecting yourself.
Indeed. Now, a couple of findings again from the survey, say, that you've recently conducted. The number of parents that fail to monitor their children's mobile phone internet access and the number of social network users that are friends with and share information with complete strangers. Those two can often dovetail together, can't they, really? Because you hear people saying, would you like to be my friend? And you think, oh, it'd be churlish to refuse them. You think, no, why would I? You know, the different line from that point of view, really.
Indeed. Social networks are there because we go to it because we want to share information. And if someone wants to be our friend, that's great. That sounds great. But how do you know the people that say that they're a friend and have a nice picture and some information, how do you know who they are, really? They could be someone completely different. So you have to be careful who you friend. And the survey you mentioned, the YouGov poll we commissioned, came out with that 40% of people have online friends that they've never met. Now, when you get to the younger age groups, like 18, 24-year-old, that's like 54% of people, over half, have friends that they've never met online. So it's quite important that people be very careful about who their friend. And maybe it's every so often they should go and see their friends list, and if people they don't connect to or they don't really know, they should just stop being friends with them online.
Indeed. It's interesting that part of that sort of balance is clearly with, I suppose, the two biggies when it comes to social networking. We talk about mobile phones as well, Facebook and Twitter. And I've often found that the language that's used in terms of following people on Twitter is it's quite interesting. It's almost borderline stalking. Having said that, it has to be acknowledged that the Midweek Drive has indeed booked a couple of guest folk and guest musicians whom we never actually met before, other than actually via Facebook and Twitter. So there are areas where, you know, sometimes it can actually work, but I think your key advisory point, Aram, is very much focus on who's contributing to the whole thing, and at least do a bit of a background check. You know, check out the website, see how things are going. If it's just a case of wanting to be, quote, your friend, it can be a little bit scary. It's a bit like, say, if you meet somebody in a social situation. If somebody comes along and says, oh, please be my friend, you might decide, not today, I don't think.
Indeed. You make some really good points there. The internet, Facebook, Twitter, they all can be used for really good things, and businesses as well are using things like Twitter. Do you guys have a Twitter account as well?
We Facebook? Do indeed, yes, both SASAB Broadcasting and indeed Siren FM are Facebook and Twitterized.
Indeed, so it's a very valuable thing. So all we're saying is, it goes back to your earlier thing, have some online common sense about these things.
Fantastic. Indeed. Ram, I have to ask the question because I can hear a listener now saying, please ask, you know, how did you really sort of go into computing because you thought it's read-only men, read access memory, REM, RAM, etc.? Yeah. Was that a deliberate sort of choice in terms of your parents thinking, our son's going to actually work in computing?
I should ask my parents that. But everyone says says that. It's a great name to have in computing.
I did think so. I mean, when Hannah from the wonderful Berkeley PR actually sort of said you'll be speaking to RAM tomorrow, I thought, well, would we speak to a CD-ROM? It's most peculiar, really. Not to worry. Anyway, listen, just a quick plug for Kaspersky Lab. Things order. It's www.kaspersky.com, KASPERSKY.com. That's where you can access all manner of details and so on.
If you go to kaspersky.co.uk, there's a link to our Safer Internet website, and you've got lots of useful information there. If you want the direct link, it's kaspersky.co.uk/SAFER safer.
Fantastic. We'll make sure that'll actually be online from the podcast, which of course you can play all over again, really, from that point of view. Ram, it's been absolutely wonderful just sharing some thoughts about the importance of safety on the web, safety on the internet, and obviously celebrating not just Safer Internet Day, but Safer Internet Week. And perhaps we also need to remember in the classic line, safe internet work is not just for a day, it's for Christmas. It's for the whole world, you know, and it's for the year, you know, it's for life in many ways.
That's great.
So two final questions, Ram. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting link with us today on the Midweek Drive on Siren FM?
I have indeed. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again in the not too distant future?
Indeed, that'd be perfect.
Ram Harkanides from, of course, Kaspersky.com, internet security and so on, key security researcher there. We salute you. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.